Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, we are here in the corner courthouse room with the Clay County Corner. Isn't it amazing how we alliterate and put these letters together? Monroe Mundy, they do that over in Monroe County. We've got the Clay County Corner here. I don't know who the poet in our group is, but sometimes I say that probably took them, I don't know, they may have had all kinds of people helping them do that, called in consultants and all this stuff. But we're proud of our name here. We're proud of our show here. It comes to you live each Thursday morning on WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country, from right here in the middle of Salina, Tennessee. And we are in a corner room here, but now we're in the middle of the square, so we're not only at the corners here in town, but we are in the corner room here at the historic Clay County Courthouse. That's been here for a long, long, long time, and we're proud of it. We just had a big car show around the courthouse last Saturday, had a great turnout. A bunch of folks come by and brought their shiny vehicles in and joined us for about 3 hours or so here on the square, and we had all kinds of good conversation. I don't know who we elected president while we were here last Saturday, but I'm sure we probably came close, so... But we're looking forward to a great show here today. We have Representative Kelly Keesling here with us today, and he's going to give us a rundown on some of the things that went on at this year's state legislature. I know we had a lot of stuff going on. I don't know how much we'll get into some of the stuff that's still making the news daily here in Tennessee, but... You know, there's a lot of things we need to talk about, and he's going to be here with us for a while this morning, and we'll crank up the regular show just here in a minute, and we'll be right back after we get in a few words from our sponsors. That, you know, we do need those folks, and we're really grateful for all the merchants, businessmen here in Salina that helped sponsor this. We're also especially grateful to the Clay County Chamber and the three-star program, and all these folks make this possible, so you can just... sit back and listen to us for about an hour here every Thursday morning. But right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Needs to be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. We made it back. My guest hadn't run off or anything. He's still here with me. I have got a couple of little things here I need to talk about before we let him talk some. Tonight, down at Jackson County High School, our girls' softball team, high school softball team, is playing for the championship. And if they win, I think they will be playing a home game next week in the regional tournament. And I think maybe if they were to lose, they'd have to go on the road or something. But now they are the champions. They were, I think maybe lost one game this year, and they are in the finals, having not lost so far in the tournament. So chances are pretty good that they should come out with a win tonight, and we should be District 7 softball champions this year. Okay, my guest this morning, Representative Kelly Kiesling, who lives up in Pickett County in Byrdstown. I've known him for a year or two. I think maybe one of his sons may have been playing basketball back when I was coaching or about the time that I quit coaching. So we've been aware of each other for a long time, but he's been our representative. Now, how many terms is this representative?
Just concluding the third term, Thomas.
Mm-hmm. So we're glad to have you here with us this morning. And the state legislature has just concluded, and folks have gone back home and to meet with their constituents. And Representative Kiesling does a good job of getting to Clay County. I see him down here just about on a weekly basis and sometimes on a daily basis. But he graciously consented to give us some of his time today. And Representative Kiesling, just start wherever you want to for
sure.
A few minutes.
Well, thank you, Thomas. It's great to be back here on the Iron Kicks Country, WVFB, today. And, you know, we'll try to make this an annual event, if you want to call it.
You don't have to wait a year to come back now.
No, I know. But, you know, I remember last year about this time when we concluded session, we went over some points that, and some legislation that went down in the 2015, but I've been often asked since session concluded, just how did it go? You know, that's basically the question. How did it go? And, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, in my opinion, I think it went quite well. As a matter of fact, you know, it isn't a perfect world, but I would rank it from a 7 or 8, possibly, on a scale of 1 to 10. But we just, as a state, Thomas, we're doing extremely well compared to our sister states, our other 49, in particular the 8 contiguous states that surround us in comparison as well. But if I'll go ahead and quickly give the folks, I think most importantly that everyone's interested would be interested in is the just how our budget is broken down. But we passed, of course, constitutionally, we have to pass a budget, a balanced budget, each and every year.
The state of Tennessee just can't go in debt.
No, we cannot, and unfortunately, other states don't. That's not in their constitution, but here it is a must for us. But we passed our largest budget ever. But that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing because of our revenues are just going through the roof. Our total budget was $34.9 billion, a quick breakdown of that. State revenues account for just over $16 billion. Our federal, Washington, brings in just over $13 billion, and other current services over $3 billion in student tuition and so on and so forth. So it's a total breakdown. I just wish, Thomas, that we were Washington free, and by that I'm saying I wish we, and hopefully one day, and of course that's probably dreaming, but one day I wish we didn't have to depend on the federal government for any revenues. But the largest portion of our state budget is spent particularly in three areas: social services, education, and transportation. And 80% of our total budget of that 34, or you might as well say 35 billion, the top five expenses go as in this order: 10 care, education, social services, transportation, and corrections. And corrections, you know, on that, you know, we just opened up a contract with CCA, the new facility down in Trousdale County, not far from us, which is employed. I think we've got a prisoner count of around 2,000 there, maybe just over that. But that's going to employ a lot of our folks from the surrounding counties.
Does the state make a profit instead of having total? I know there's a big expense, not a profit, but is the balance sheet more in the favor of the state when private companies do the incarceration of prisoners as per doing it all themselves?
That's a good question. It's my understanding that the administration, they say it is. So we, although I wish, I do not sit on a fiscal review committee there in Nashville. That would give me a little better insight on that, Thomas, but I, at least administration says it is. So, you know, it's just, when it comes to prisons, it's just, it is what it is. You know, we can, you know, with the drug situation, we're going to constantly have to have more beds. Now, the last count I heard from TCI, Tennessee Correctional Institute, there's right now over 5,000 people out there roaming around that there's not enough beds to incarcerate them. So, and these aren't, of course, hardened criminals, obviously. But still, there are people who need to be incarcerated, but there's just not enough beds for them. This, however, this facility in Trousdale County will help alleviate some of that.
Well, I know that one of the arguments that was being used here in Clay County when we were thinking about building a justice center and being able to house prisoners is that we would contract with the state of Tennessee to house so many, and that would help pay for our facilities and things like that here.
That's
kind of why I'd ask.
Well, that's correct. Our sister county that's within our house district, 38th house district that we serve, they've got a brand new justice center up there in Janestown, and I'm thinking, I believe the count, they constructed that. They have 180 beds, I think, there, and they have, it's my understanding, a large number of those beds contracted to the state for minimum security prisoners. And folks, I'll just tell you the truth. They're paying, or that's assisting them in paying for the bricks and mortar. Now, operational cost is, of course, totally different. But if you have a avenue, a way of pay, helping offset the cost of the bricks and mortar, my goodness, that would be great. I know Pickett County is they're under the gun. Matter of fact, they're under moratorium. They're going to have to close their jail, and it's just a matter of weeks away. So they're underway right now with planning and meeting with some folks to get a design together for a facility there. So there's ways and to pay, you know, to assist in paying for the bricks and mortar. And of course, the state is that, you know, is that outlet form.
And I know at one time there was a talk of regional cooperation here within our, within your district. I wonder, has that kind of quietened down?
Well, it's petered out, faded out. I know in 94 to 98, I was serving as county mayor at that time, and I know Clay and Pickett, Overton, Morgan County, we were all trying to work together to do a regional facility. We did a lot of travel. We traveled to Virginia to visit regional jail facilities there, as well as Mississippi. It was we got a real education. The University of Tennessee was working with us as a consultant on that. But it just for some reason we just couldn't get through our county commissions, our different county commissions. So it. I remember Mr. Chen Anderson, as I call him. Chen was sheriff at that time, and he traveled with us also. But it's an issue that we're going to have to deal with. And I know Clay and Pickett are in the same boat right now when it comes to a jail. But back to the budget quickly. I don't know how much more time we have.
We've got as long as we need.
Well, I mean, as far as the commercial break, but. Regarding the budget, we placed $100 million into our rainy day fund, which brings that now to a grand total of $668 million. And again, it's a rainy day fund is just that. It is a fund that, you know, is set aside that in case we do have economically a downturn for our state, and that has happened in the past. But our goal is to try to get that number to $1 billion, and that would be, and hopefully we can get there in a couple of 3 years, hopefully.
Okay, speaking of breaks, let's just take a little short break here.
Sure.
And we will be back just in a few minutes after we slip in a word or two from our sponsors here.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Hey, America, you need to have a little talk. We've got a lot of food in this country. We've got so much food that we can't eat it all. So how are 17 million of us struggling with hunger? That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids who need it. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Once again, we are coming to you, as always, live and in living color on your radio dial, which happens to be 101.5 Kicks Country. And we do come to you every Thursday morning. This morning, we have Representative Kelly Kiesling here with us to talk to us about the state legislative session that just ended. And we were talking about the budget. Representative Kiesling, if you would, let's delve a little deeper.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Thomas. By the way, let me just remind everyone, we just concluded the 109th General Assembly. Now, as you know, as a heads up to everyone, a General Assembly consists of 2 years, 2 calendar years. So those are broken down or termed in session one, session two. So what we did, we just concluded session two of the 109th General Assembly. Next year, we will begin the 110th General Assembly, which will consist of, again, 2 years. Back to the budget. You know, as a reminder, $35 billion budget this year. I've already touched on the rainy day fund. I'd like to go into capital improvements. And, you know, of that $35 billion, we placed almost $55 million of that for capital improvements and maintenance at our state parks, such as, of course, Pickett State and
Standing Stone.
What occurred is administration, and with that, of course, obviously mentioning, referring to the governor's office, the administration has been considering privatizing a lot of the maintenance for our state-owned facilities, which also includes universities, and for that matter, any and all the office buildings in the downtown Nashville area, and possibly some of our larger cities. So what they did, they put out, if you will, they uploaded a RFP. That's an acronym for Request for Proposal to companies, and there are companies out in the world that come in and maintain and manage state properties. So the administration came in and put out an RFP, and ladies and gentlemen, not one response did they get from that RFP. So that is the reason why this $55 million, specifically for our state parks. They are statewide. Our park system is not in the best of shape, needless to say, with a number of that magnitude. So what we're doing is we're going in to our state parks and bringing the buildings and et cetera, the grounds up to a level where they need to be and should be. And as a matter of fact, also included in that budget, which will be reoccurring from now on each and every year, is $3 million to maintain and to assist in maintaining those year after year.
That's a big change, because you and I both, I know you spent a lot of time growing up at Pickett State Park, and I spent a lot of time over at Standing Stone, along with all the folks around here, and we know that for years and years and years, there wasn't maintenance to them, was there? I mean, I think the same cabins have been there for some, a lot of places, 70 and 80 yeah. years, and it's going to take a lot to, you know, once again, it hadn't been one of these incremental things where we could do a little bit every year. It's just been kind of put off, and it's just a state park. We don't need to worry about
that. That's correct.
But now they're becoming more than state parks again, aren't they?
They are. And tourism, listen, folks, this is all about tourism. And I can tell you, I don't have the numbers on just exactly what tourism has brought into this state, but we're going to get into a little bit sort of related to that in a few moments. But tourism is big time in our state, and we're really, our commissioner of tourism, he and his staff are doing a tremendous job, and they finally got, I think, the message. The fact of the matter is, and this is my opinion, they finally got the message across to the administration. Look, you know, we've got to get our park system, you know, up to speed and better maintained. So that's really actually what brought it, you know, has taken us to where we are today regarding that. So I'm looking forward, I know everyone will be, to getting our facilities up. And we have some beautiful state parks. We're just really blessed with that as a state. Item three, though, I'll move on to TDOT. Back during the Bredesen administration, there was a downturn, for those of you who remember, and economically. So the administration dipped in at that time. TDOT, our transportation, Department of Transportation, had quite a bit of funds aside that were building up in a fund. So the administration, we reached in and grabbed $142 million there to help with the budget in that particular year. And we never did. We never have paid that back. Well, this year's budget does take that and repay the $142 million back to TDOT. And of that 142, we broke that down. $42 million is going to be now passed on down to our local county highway departments in state aid funding. Now, what that simply means is that Jason Browning, our county highway department superintendent, his department is going to receive in available funds for bridges and road maintenance, again county only, just almost $148,000. Now there is a stipulation there, and that stip is that it's a 2% match. So $147,000 or $148,000 is 98% state funding. Jason would have to come along and match $3,014 in order to get funding for bridges. And what a deal. You know, this
could
is
I
a good deal. This is a good deal.
Yes, it is.
And but look, our county highway departments are in across the state that are in need of this. Matter of fact, folks, overall, and I'm actually prior to going on the air, I was telling you, Thomas, you know, that right now as a state, and I'm going to go ahead and say this, we're behind in road projects over $6 billion. And not, these projects also include bridge repair. So how do we fund it? How are we going to get $6 billion just to get caught up, if you will? And the governor had decided, late 15, that he was possibly going to bring a proposal to the legislature this past session to do a incremental tax at the pump over a four-year period. The exact number was not known. He never disclosed that. Was it going to be 20 or 25 cents additional? But again, incrementally added over, 4 years. But that didn't occur. But we do anticipate that the governor's going to bring something next year to the to our General Assembly. So
that is kind of common sense. Yeah. The users of the highway pay for it.
Well, that's true, I'll be honest with you. I'll be in the grocery store or convenience store, hardware, wherever I am, and someone will come up and say, "Please, Keeslin, don't add any tax on to that gas pump. Please do not do that." Well, the majority of the time, folks, here's what we have. We have those individuals that are asking me not to do that. they'll live 3, 6, maybe 9 miles off of a state-maintained road, but they live on a county road. Well, what they don't understand, many don't, is that 40% of every penny, or 0.4, of every penny that is placed on that gas pump filters down or floats down to Jason Browning. For him. For his
budget. Right, that's a separate budget.
And, exactly. So, you know, if we want to continue to keep our county road systems, you know, we're going to have to come up with something. And I'm not being critical of those that are against the tax, so please don't take it that way. But I'm just saying, let's understand the big picture, that 40% of every penny that should be or could be or will be added comes right on down locally. So, you know, and sadly, if Jason is in need of money, you know, our county, Clay County, Pickett County, these smaller rural counties, the county general fund, there's no funding there.
Okay, we'll get back to this just in a second, but right now, once again, we get to talking, we just let time fly by, don't we? But speaking of time, folks pay for time to get their name announced on this show, so I guess we better let them do a little bit of that, or they might shut us down here, and then we'd be talking to each other instead of the folks here in Clay County, and that probably wouldn't accomplish a whole lot, but we'll be back just in a minute after some words from our sponsor.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Hey, Clay County! Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right, you can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
You should be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate. Keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook. Make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole.
And chill. Refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. I guess, does that sound as good as some of our other pre-recorded logos we use here at their conglomerate that actually helps us here in Salina with WVFB? And that reminds you that right now, we are going to read our birthday and anniversary list for today, for this past week. And let's see, we have got Morgan Johnson. And let's see, her grandmother called in. Let's see, we've got the Annie Copeland. having a birthday this past week, and this is from Mom and Dad, Nana Copeland, Nana Smith, and all the rest of the Smith and Copeland families. I think maybe there's a couple of brothers and a sister that all wanted to wish Annie Copeland a happy birthday. And then Sheila Brown, Brenda Ridge called this one in and to wish Sheila a happy birthday. And so we've got Karen Short had a birthday this past month, and Brenda Moore celebrated a birthday. And I'm sure he's not listening, but my brother-in-law, Randy Strong, had a birthday this past week. We will not put his name in there, though, since he's up in Indiana. He's down here a whole lot, but I think he's in Indiana right now. So we'll leave that off. But we have five names on the list today, and we'll draw out a lucky number here in a few minutes, and that person will win a great big old birthday and anniversary cake from out at the Salina Grill and Chill. Our folks are still learning how to operate that big new Coke machine out there that's got about 140 or 50 different Cokes in it. They can't figure out how in the world they get all them in that thing, but it seems to be working pretty good, and they're learning to operate it, and it's been a smooth transition from the old six-bay machine they had to one that's pumping out 150-something. I mean, tell you what now, modernization and they've hit Clay County finally, it looks like. But I want to remind everyone that, you know, go out there. They have a great breakfast. The girls out there are extremely friendly. It's not like a lot of these fast food places. They'll bring your breakfast out to you. They'll come by and refill your coffee for you. So it's just a nice, friendly family atmosphere out there. And we invite everyone to go out by there and support the Salina Dairy Queen. Well, Representative Keithman, let's get back to business.
Okay, well, yes, happy birthday and anniversary to all those that's mentioned, yes. We'll move along with just a few more quickly highlights. Over $104 million was budgeted this year for our teachers. I know, Thomas, you being a retired teacher, you're happy to hear that for your...
Of course, that didn't include a raise for us retirees.
Sorry. No, it did not. I'm sorry about that. Maybe next year's budget for that. $298 million for capital improvements and maintenance at our higher education institutions. And, folks, that's a big deal. As a matter of fact, that comes right down into our neck of the woods, Tennessee Tech. That $298 million, $72 million is coming to Cookeville, Tennessee, to Tennessee Tech for their new science building, which they have been in dire need of for a number of years. But that's a big deal for us here in the Upper Cumberland. Our nine development districts across the state, continued funding is there for them. And folks, they're so important. Again, locally, our Upper Cumberland Development District, that's who I'm referring to. They do such a great job for us locally in recruiting new businesses and infrastructure projects.
A quick shout out
to
Mr. Dudley on that our representative here.
Mark. Yes, Mark.
Yes, Mark, and he helps us with any time we're having to do or just thinking about projects. He's here.
Yeah, and it is. It's vitally important. And, you know, the administration realized that, we're blessed to get that. Back on education, briefly, BEP, which is our better education program, is again, this year, fully funded at $4.5 billion. Big number, but, we're just proud to be able to do that. We're going to be in need of some more new THPs, Tennessee Highway Patrol officers, this next year, and it looks as though funding, we're going to have 12 positions there across the state that we're going to be recruiting. And I want to end our budget on a positive note. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't remember anything about this hour, I want you to remember this.
But we, our year-to-date revenues, now we're on fiscal year, so into the eighth month of our state's fiscal year. At that point, on March 31, we were $572 million more than we had, than our budget estimate. $572 million. Now, just March alone, Thomas, was $133 million more. That 1 month, more than budgeted. Folks, we're doing something right here in this state. There is no question about it. And on that
General
note,
Motors likes us, don't
they? Yeah, you better believe. Yeah, big deal. You know, Spring Hill, almost a billion-dollar investment that they're making down there. Something else that...
It took patience to wait for that, though, didn't it? Because we had them for a long time, and we lost them for a while.
It did. But we persevered, and so that's the outcome. That's what you get when you persevere and continue on. Tennessee, our state, still remains the lowest debt state in the entire nation. Lowest debt state in the entire nation. Tennessee also, our state, has the best fund. It's the top five. It's the fifth best funded state pension plan in the nation.
Yes, and that is something that's been that way for a long, long time.
It's a big deal. Thank goodness
for us folks.
Yeah, really. Exactly. Just last evening, actually, I ran into Dr. David Carr from Somerset up there, and I can't keep up with what's going on in Frankfort, and I'm not singling out Kentucky. I'm a Kentuckian by birth, so I'm not picking on my birth state whatsoever. But I was asking him, because he's usually in the know on the happenings there in Frankfort, but they're still in a battle, I understand, up there over the budget. And part of that, I think, is related, most of it maybe be related to their state pension fund.
I think they've had to borrow some money.
It's sad. Illinois is another state. We have many states that their pension funds are just, I don't know what's going to happen.
I know Tennessee has a fairly conservative pension fund, but it's a very, very, well, it's a more than adequate fund, and it covers a lot of folks, and the security that's a great feeling, being secure in the fact that we do have the best probably in the whole United States.
Oh, absolutely, no question about it. This last year made 2 years in a row that Tennessee was named State of the Year for boosting jobs and capital investments by Business Facilities Magazine, which is the source for keeping up with the economic climate across the United States. We're the first state in the nation to offer our high school grads 2 years of community or technical college free of tuition and fees. And we're doing that, by the way, without raising taxes. And as a result of our Tennessee Promise and Tennessee Reconnect, now those two, Tennessee Promise for high school grads, Tennessee Reconnect, or for adults that are left school, didn't finish, they can go back and enroll. Thomas, enrollment in our community and tech colleges has increased. This is an interesting number. 5% increase at our community colleges and 20% at our Tennessee College of Applied Technology. It's amazing. Just an absolute amazing number.
Okay. On a high note of all the good news, let's take a little short break and get some good news from our sponsors. We'll be back just in a minute.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back. Once again, we're still here on the corner with the Clay County Corner here this morning on WVFB-FM. And once again, just real quickly, we'd like to thank all the folks that came out Saturday for the 6th Cumberland Run Cruise-In. Of course, that's becoming a big annual event with us here. And I'd like to thank all of the sponsors that contributed to it, that helped make the giveaway to the folks when they signed in. And like I said, everyone had a great big time, and it's just a great celebration. And I know the business that stayed open here around the square Saturday, we're really appreciative of all the folks that came in, and we're appreciative of everyone that comes into Salina at any time. And, you know, you don't have to spend money. We'd like for you to, but come and you know, walk around town here to browse the antique shops, the other businesses here around the square, and just sit down and enjoy some time with us here in Salina. We're kind of slow-paced, especially here around the courthouse, and we appreciate all the folks that come by and visit us here in Clay County. Well, Representative Keesman, new legislature, or what is anything that you'd like to bring up at this time?
Well, I know we're winding down, and I do want to, before I get to legislation, I do want to state that since January 2011 now, over 325,000 new jobs have been created. Now, that leads me into unemployment numbers and so on and so forth. Our state overall is 5%, which ain't bad. It's really great compared to others. The U.S. is 5%. Tennessee is 4.5%. Now, Clay is at 6.6%. Our Upper Cumberland, as on an average, is at 5%. Now, of all of the five counties in our 38th House District, Macon came through, we'd say, the winner
at 3.8, and that is a remarkable number. But of course, many travel out of the county.
They come a little bit closer to some of the bigger urban areas, and
that's correct.
I'm sure, you know, a lot of the folks there, they drive 40, 50, 60 miles a day sometimes to get to work.
That's true. And remember the new prison just down the road there too. And you know, we mentioned that earlier, but as we conclude, just some highlights that I've noted from the previous session when we were talking about legislation. We passed a bill where you can now go online and do voter registration. Gun zone campus. This now allows, and I don't know the bill numbers, and I don't even know them to even quote them, but gun zone campus bill. It allows our full-time university employees to carry guns on campuses, provided, now again, those are provided that they have their carry permits and gone behind, and gone obtain the background check. It does not, however, include private universities, public only. We defunded, by way of legislation, we defunded the University of Tennessee's Office of Diversity and Inclusion by the tune of $436,000, and place that amount towards scholarships for minority students in engineering for 1 year. Now, the defunding prevents state funds from being used in areas that have proved controversial, we'll say, such as promoting gender-neutral pronouns and promoting our inability. And promoting the religious holidays.
We're going to have to sit down one of these days and just write a whole new thesaurus and dictionary and throw away all of our English books because we've run out of pronouns for anything. We've run out of nouns for anything. It's hard to talk
is he anymore, a, isn't yeah, it? Yeah, is he a him or is she a her or vice versa? You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes this does border on the ridiculousness.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. And we must be careful and not call Christmas Christmas. It needs to be Happy Holidays rather than Merry Christmas. So anyway.
Well, I still like my Christmas.
I love my Christmas. Thank you, Thomas. We overrode the veto. We repealed, I should say, the Hall income tax. Oh, and that relates to earnings from dividends, investments for those that have that. They've been taxed up until now. Well, that's going to phase out.
That was actually a double taxing.
Oh, my gosh, yes. It was just totally unfair. And so that's going to be completely phased out year 2021, I think. Earlier this year, we experienced the full repeal of the estate tax, some refer to it as the death tax. That's finalized going to be this year. This was, of course, a major win for all of our farmers and business owners. Previously, the tax was between 5.5 to 9.5 on their estates, which is totally unfair to the children or their family members as that passed down. And remember, Thomas, remember the Bible bill this year. Lots of controversy over that. That brought us to the governor vetoed that on us, and we met to override his veto, and that didn't happen. I'm on record. I voted for the bill. I don't know, Senator Beavers as well voted for the bill. We could debate this from here to yonder. And I think it just comes down to philosophically, we didn't agree to disagree on that. But I didn't accept the fact that it was going to be it wasn't a state for me. I just thought it's the right thing to do. So anyway, but we went ahead and concluded the session. We did have some concerns that if we sine died, and that means when you sine die, when the General Assembly sine dies for the year, that means you're not going to come back. So some, including myself,
we had some concerns that the governor might come in later following our sine die and try to veto others, and that wouldn't give us an opportunity to override his veto. But
so we don't have a pocket veto here in Tennessee. I had never really, you know, thought about that before, but this year I did because, you know, of course, on the national level, if he gets a bill with less than 10 days left,
that's
or something
right.
or other, that all he's got to do is just sit there and look at it, and it dies. But Tennessee is not in the pocket veto. Okay.
No, that's not. But I do want to say to those, and my thanks to you, Thomas. I know we've got just a couple more minutes here, but my sincere thanks to you and the job that you do here, and also my thanks to WVFB Kicks Country for allowing the Clay County Air each and every week. It's a great asset to our folks, and obviously I wouldn't want to go off the air today without saying conveying my appreciation to the folks here in Clay County. I've been treated, I love Clay County, I've been treated just like a brother here, and I truly appreciate the opportunity that you all have given me to serve, not represent. And folks, there is a difference between those two terms. There, unfortunately, we do have some in Nashville that are there representing, but others are serving. And that's the most important thing.
I know this year during legislative session we had some scandalous activity revealed and that kind of thing. But the legislature made it through that, and I know that you guys will take care of things like that, because sometimes problems exist that no one knows about.
That's true.
And it's not something where you can just walk in one day and say, we just found this out, let's fix this today. It doesn't work that way, does it?
No, it does not. No, it does not. I'm looking forward, by the way, to, just as a reminder, which, Thomas, you will probably be doing that as well, but next Friday at our Clay CC situation, the Commissioner of Education, Commissioner McQueen, will be the speaker, keynote speaker. So we're looking forward to having, and I'm going to be with you all as well.
Okay. Well, on that note, I just spoke to Miss Melissa White this morning, and she's going to be up here next Thursday. She's going to talk about that, and hopefully, if we can get them to show up, we're going to have the valedictorian and the salutatorian here that day. That's Matt Maxfield and Clay Copas, two young men who are going to be outstanding citizens here in Clay County as the years go by.
Well, that's true. As a matter of fact, speaking of, just yesterday, it was I had the honor of being with Melissa and the students at our, we call it the valedictorian salutatorian luncheon at the Thomas House in Red Bull Springs. So it was a great event.
Did you have country ham?
Oh, man. Biscuits and country ham, man. We had a great time.
Put me a number out there and we'll give away a cake.
Thank you. I will. And how about that one right there? I haven't even looked.
It looks like a winner.
I hope it is.
It is. It is number 5, Brenda Moore. Brenda, you have won the birthday and anniversary cake, and we'll have a certificate for you out at the Clay County Chamber. And golly, folks, we're about to run out of time.
Oh, boy. Congratulations, Brenda.
And sometimes we wonder, I think the last time you were here, we allowed you about 30, 40 minutes, and we still had a lot of stuff we could talk about here, didn't we?
You betcha. Great to be with you.
One of these days, we're going to talk about private bills and how many of those things we do in the state of Tennessee in a year. I know I don't want to touch on the sore spot right now, but that's something people don't know happens in our legislature, and there's some important, very, very important economic things that are passed, a lot of frivolous things that are passed, where some of our legislators are going to pat themselves on the back somewhere or other, but there's some important stuff passed that way, and we're going to talk about that one day.
Certainly.
All right, but once again, it's been a pleasure being here. From the courthouse corner with the Clay County Corner, as we do every Thursday morning. And we want to remind you that we'll be back with a rebroadcast of this at 6 o'clock tonight on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And with that, we'll sign off. And as always, may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. And hopefully we'll meet again here at this same place on your radio dial next Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. Good day, everyone.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.